Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The controversy over circumcision and keeping the law of Moses brought together Paul, Barnabas, elders, and apostles at Jerusalem. When the leaders in Jerusalem heard what Paul and Barnabas were doing among the Gentiles in Antioch of Syria, they gave them the right hands of fellowship, indicating that they approved of the work among the heathen. Galatians 2:9. The truth of the matter was, the elders and apostles at Jerusalem had nothing to add to what Paul and Barnabas were doing in spreading the kingdom of God among the Gentiles. Galatians 2:6. Paul then made this comment, "Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do." Galatians 2:10. One of the major themes in the Old Testament and in the New was looking after poor people. The following verses from Proverbs shows God's love for the poor and our obligations to them. "He who has pity upon the poor lends unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he repay him again." Proverbs 19:17. "He who has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor." Proverbs 22:9. "He who gives unto the poor shall not lack, but he who hides his eye shall have many a curse." Proverbs 28:27. The other books of the Old Testament, especially the prophetic books, emphasize the same truth. The New Testament has very much to say on the obligations of Christians in helping the poor. Our Lord spoke at length about clothing the naked, visiting the sick and those in prison, feeding the hungry, giving drink unto the thirsty, and taking care of strangers. Matthew 25:35-36. In fact, Christ said to his disciples, "Inasmuch as you have done it unto these, my brethren, you have done it unto me." Matthew 25:40. James does not use the word poor in the verse I am about to read to you. But who can miss the message? Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. Paul had no objection to the elders and apostles' request that he and his companions remember the poor. He affirmed that he was forward to do exactly that. Incidentally, the verb remember is present active subjunctive and can be rendered keep on remembering. Acts 11 records the relief of the poor in Judea, which Paul and Barnabas had arranged. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren who dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Acts 11:28-30. Paul spent a great amount of time in Achaia and in Macedonia asking the churches to help the poor in Jerusalem. He used the generosity of the Macedonian churches to stimulate the Corinthians to fulfill the pledge which they had made a year before. He knew the giving would require some sacrifice on the part of all, but he did not want to burden anyone. Paul exhorted the Corinthians, "Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever." 2 Corinthians 9:7-9. I need to make one more vital point in regard to helping the poor. When money is raised specifically for relieving the wants of the poor, it must not be used for other purposes. Some ministries have misused and misappropriated money. God does not approve of that behavior. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.